Welcome. I'm Victoria Schneps, publisher of Schneps Media. And today, my power woman, I am delighted to be introducing you all to a woman I've come to love and respect, Michelle Mendez. Michelle is the CEO of Platinum Preferred Realty down in my beautiful pink paradise of Palm Beach County. And she also is a philanthropist helping so many people, because she's a caring, kind human being. And she has worked so diligently, both in the county of Palm Beach in Florida, and also doing some holistic medicine along the way. Life is a great adventure, isn't it? So welcome, Michelle. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Vicky. It's such a pleasure.
So, you know, Michelle, I know that we all have our roots, our beginnings. And my mom was my inspiration to be a leader. She was always president of the PTA, president of the Girl Scouts. Was there someone in your life that inspired you to be the great success you are today?
Absolutely. My family has always supported me in everything that I've done. Growing up as a child, I was born in Jersey, and I have a family of strong women where I come from Latin descent. So with having Colombian women in our family, which are really strong women, period. It's inspired me to also be a leader. I'm an only child, and that gave me the opportunity to really see my mom, from being a single mom, rise up and really inspire me to be anything I wanted to be. After New Jersey, we came here to Florida. So I grew up in this wonderful place, sunny Florida. And I later on went to school, met my high school sweetheart. We've been married now for 22 years. We're coming up to our anniversary in the next couple of days. It's been such a wonderful journey with my partner, my best friend for life. He also is a great leader. He's always wanted to make a difference in helping people with their finances. And that inspired me also to come to a place where I wanted to help in my community. We had two kids. I have two young adults, the age of 21 and 23, the most amazing kids I could ever be blessed with. I'm so grateful for them. And they're also great leaders, very strong-minded character kids. And we moved to Costa Rica for 10 years. And in those years, we wanted to start missions. We wanted to help in our community, and we were able to help orphans and people with diseases, because I went to school to become an alternative medicine doctor. And we took that philosophy to Costa Rica to help the less fortunate, those that couldn't afford Western medicines or new ways of healing. And I was able to be very creative, very inspired, especially with all the natural environment that I had there. I was able to mobilize that and do so much with these different plants and different properties that I was able to use to create remedies and healing products for people that needed it, with cancer, diabetes, gut issues, skin problems, and things like that. So it was really good.
Funny, you gave me a skin product, because I was complaining about my skin, and I'm now a follower. I'm now a follower. My skin feels so soft. Thank you.
Yeah, and the good thing is that, you know, with the skin, it's one of our largest organs. So it's not only the skin, but anything that you're absorbing from that cream that I told you, it has packed with all those vitamins and all those healing properties. It also goes internal, and that's where I seen the difference. Like, I've seen kids that had cancer, these orphans that were getting minimum care. No one was caring for them. If in Costa Rica, it's a little bit different than what we have here. You got to think it's a third world country, and these kids weren't getting any care. And we were able to make a huge difference internally, but also outwardly, and providing some hope for them. And that's what led me to Hope and Grace. And you know, I believe that giving back is one of the first things that you have to do to keep your hands open to people.
What kinds of ways were you able to offer alternative medicine to some of the children you were working with in Costa Rica?
That's a great question, Vicky. So a lot of the children that we worked with in Costa Rica were malnutrition. and had a lot of issues with their stomachs. They grew up, you know, the salary is very low there, so they only had $2 an hour is basically what the family would make, and they had to live off of that. And a lot of times they ate high carb foods, and it created a lot of stomach issues. So I worked a lot with their gut. And one of the treatments that I would make for them, which we call them remedies, is herbal teas. Herbal teas changed her life, depending on their body, because the way we work in alternative medicine is we heal as a whole. Like you guys are used to here in the United States in Western medicine, you have specialists. If you have a heart issue, you go to a cardiologist. If you have stomach issues, you go to a gastroenterologist. So what we do is we heal as a whole. So we look at the whole body and we find out what the root cause is, and that's how we help to heal the individual. So I would go through several questions to find out exactly what was causing the root issue of their problems, and then create a remedy from there on. One of the herbs that I use a lot were cinnamon, ginger, mint, slippery elm. A lot of them needed detoxing through the liver, so we would use milk thistle. So these are just some examples of herbs that we would use. And I would use them as teas. I would make tea bags for them and just have them drink it every day. And it seems simple, but it really does heal the body. Usually it takes about 3 months for the body to be able to get adapted to it and start the healing process. That's the one thing in Western medicine, you know, you take a pill and you feel like you get more of that instant gratification through taking a prescription, but in the long run it causes a lot of side effects, whereas with herbal medicine it doesn't. It starts healing and it never comes back. And it helped me personally. I had ulcers and gastric issues here in the United States before I left to Costa Rica, and somebody said to me, a special lady said that if you were repetitive and what you did, and you have, you know, that consistent discipline, you would see a difference, Miss Vicky. That was you yesterday. It's true. If you're consistent in following the remedies, you'll see the healing.
Well, it's a beautiful thing that you've been doing. You know, I know that you were in Costa Rica for multiple reasons, but was it from that that you evolved your Platinum Preferred Realty company that you're now CEO of?
That's a great question. So I stayed home with my kids a lot of that time in Costa Rica. I was able to spend a lot of time with them on a constant basis. And me and my son grew into loving real estate. Reggie was still working in mortgages in Costa Rica, which was extremely hard because we had limited internet. We lived in a rural area where there wasn't a lot of internet access, and he didn't know Spanish. He learned Spanish being there, and people would come and want loans from him in Costa Rica. And he continued the business all along. He's been in there for 25 years now. He's been doing mortgages, and he really inspired me. We came in, we sold everything in Costa Rica to come back to the United States to give my kids an opportunity to go to college and get a better education, because the education in Costa Rica isn't that good. And when we came, I started to sell everything that we had in Costa Rica, and I was making a killing. I was like, I didn't even know that sales was my thing. And I came back here and decided to get my real estate license, and that's how it all started with real estate. And my first year I made a killing. I inspired others, young adults. My son Jordan was my assistant. He was 14 years old, 16 years old, sorry. He was 16 years old, and he started just following everything I did in real estate. And my daughter decided that she wanted to be a mortgage broker like her dad. And so we had all been working in the office together in the finance world and in the real estate world. And it just grew to what we are now. And it's amazing. We were able to help a lot of young adults become entrepreneurs, and that was the back of it. Like, I loved working with the kids in Costa Rica and seeing a difference with them. So when I came here to start real estate, I wanted to stay in the same track. We're helping young children that were going to college to find their way in life, not to go to college and waste the years doing things that they weren't really happy doing, but to show them how to be leaders in the industry and whatever they did. So we did a lot of leading training and coaching and training them with buy referral only, like I was explaining to you yesterday, and reading a lot of books about leadership and learning what their passion is and helping them become leaders in that passion.
Well, I know that you've also extended your world into philanthropy and being able to help other people. You know, you've created a great success for you and your family, and now it's you want to share it with others. Can you give us an example of who you're finding here to help?
Absolutely. So there are about 8,000 charities here in Palm Beach alone. And a lot of small to mid-sized charities are suffering with the battle of receiving funds. And not only receiving funds, but how to stay afloat because they do not know how to run a company. And what a lot of people fail to learn that, yes, it's an organization, it's a charity foundation, but they have to know how to run a company. And I believe that that's where my strength is running a company. So I teach them how to stay afloat, how to continue to learn how to run a company. So they get a lot of training and coaching on how to run their company so that they can receive the most funds possible, so that they can stay impacting as they do here in Palm Beach, impacting a lot of lives. So what we do with Hope and Grace Foundation is we are a foundation that raises money to help small to mid-sized charities. So we give you a check and we continue to help fund you. And then we also train you on how to run the charity so that it stays consistent and making as much funds as it can to help impact the community.
I've been of the belief that if you don't run a nonprofit like a business, you will be out of business.
Correct. And a lot of them fail to see that because, you know, they have the heart, their heart's in the right place. They want to help, but not everyone knows how to run a company. And unless you have the right team and the right strategies and the right systems, unfortunately, you seem to battle with wanting to help and wanting to stay in business because a lot of them end up failing. And that's not what we want. We want to see the industry of charities and foundations grow more than anything. Giving should be the first priority, especially for us that can help. That's very important to me. It all works together. I mean, it's harmonized. It's a balance. If you are healthy and you are prosperous and you're able to give back what you, there's no other joy but that.
Well, you know, you say it so well, and I think, you know, the importance of how to be successful. You know, we chat a little about what are some of the things you have to be successful. So I'd like you to have our listeners hear from your lips and your mind, what are the key ingredients to be successful in business?
One of the key ingredients to be successful, thank you for that question, is to stay consistent. Stay consistent in what your vision is. You have to start with a vision. You have to start with a plan of what direction you want to go in. And once you have a plan, I would say start writing that plan down. Everybody needs a business plan. I think that's where a lot of people lack. They have a dream, they have a passion, but then they don't write it down. They don't write the business plan down and have structures and systems to have to succeed in that plan. So a business plan is perfect. Writing down your goals, writing down what you want to achieve. The second thing is having a great team. Vicky, you know this. You need a good team to back you up. As much as we want to do everything ourselves, because sometimes we become a little bit controlling. We want, oh, it's not going to get done unless we do it ourselves. But that's really not the way it's going to work. You need a team behind you to really help you get to the top. Once you have a good team behind you, you set systems and you set strategies and point that they will follow. I've always learned that if you're a good leader, that means that you'll have people following you, following what you do. They get inspired by what you do. And once you have that key aspect, you're going to see that you're going to have little miniature Vickies, little miniature Michelles all around you, because people are
Well,
going to
great.
get inspired by that.
I love that advice, and I think, nothing is better in business than a great team. Michelle Mendez was my very first advertiser in my very first edition of Dan's Papers Palm Beach. And I am so grateful to you, Michelle. And now we're launching circuits about polo, dressage, and jumpers, and you're going to be my first edition advertiser. Tell me how much I just want to know first how thankful I am, and then how you found working with us.
Absolutely, Vicky. It's been such a pleasure. I've been with Vicky for over 3 years now, and it's been amazing. The journey has really been fun. Once you get to know this beautiful woman, she will inspire you to even do more than what you've done. The paper has been amazing. I was in Dan's Paper in Long Island, and we started the Hedges there, and then we came here to Palm Beach. And imagine I'm here in Florida and I'm having marketing in Long Island, people calling me from Long Island saying they want to move to Florida. So, your worldwide nationwide paper reaches all the way here to Florida. And that's been amazing for me. It's also inspired my son. We take pictures together and I get these beautiful comments, how they think I'm his wife or his girlfriend. I look just as young as him. So that also boosts my esteem up. But no, seriously, the paper it's a beautiful paper. Everywhere I go, everybody knows about the paper. It's not a place that you won't go and nobody knows about it. And it has built our firm up in many ways. I go to places and people feel like they already know me because of the paper, which is really great. And I'm honored to be here in the paper here in Palm Beach and in your new circuit edition.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for, we treasure you and you treasure us. Nothing gets better than that. Thank you. Michelle Mendez, CEO of Platinum Preferred Realty, who is both a philanthropist, a holistic healer, and a community leader. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you so much, Vicky. Many kisses to you and hugs.
Thank you. Thank you. And until next time, it's Victoria Schnapps with my Power Woman. Tune in again. Bye now.